Welcome to the weekend and welcome to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Lee and I'm the teaching pastor at our Plain City campus. And tomorrow we're kicking off a brand new series that we're calling Everyday Faith, where we are going to learn some wisdom from the book of James. And really we wanted to this past week is to kind of give a little bit of an introduction to the author, to the book of James. And so we've hit several different places to kind of give us an idea of a little bit about the man who wrote this book. And some awesome things we've learned is James is not just any ordinary person. He had a pretty famous brother, and that brother was Jesus. And so a lot has to happen, imagine, in your life for you to be convinced that your brother is sinless and the Son of God. And so to the very fact that James professes that is extraordinary. And so today, what we wanted to look at is really this really amazing moment where James stands up and really helps lead the church to make a really decisive decision that had massive ramifications. Ramifications were so big that it has actually impacted yours and my faith. That what James did set the stage for us. And so one of the things we wanted to see today is taken out of the book of Acts in Acts chapter 15, and what's likely is kind of called the Jerusalem Council. And one of the things that happened is the gospel, just as God said it would, began to spread. And the beginning of Acts, right, that God, Jesus told his disciples, you're going to be my witnesses, Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, to the ends of the earth. And so what that meant is this gospel message was going to begin to spread. And what began to happen is what often happens is when people who aren't a part of God's family, who don't know God, walk with God, fall in love with Jesus. And God adopts them into their family. And what begins to happen is you have different cultures, different ethnicities, different backgrounds, all coming into this church. And now they're trying to decide, right, what are the requirements for being a follower of Jesus? And so what do we do with the rules? What do we do with the law? What do we do with the Old Testament? What do we do with the festivals and various things? And so can these Gentiles, non-Jews, really become a part of Jesus's church, Jesus's family? And Jerusalem met as Paul and Barnabas and others came back and began to testify eyewitness accounts of seeing people's lives transformed. In essence, it might be in some ways like what you perhaps just saw this past Sunday, if you were at Life Change Sunday, where you saw people after people testify, give testimony, and to bear witness to the fact that their lives have been changed for eternity, that they have been made new because of the finished work of Jesus. And that began to stir. And so what began to happen is they began to show up in Acts 15. And one of the things that we see in verse 12 is the assembly fell silent as this gathering. And it says they listened to Barnabas and Paul. And as they related what signs and wonders God had done through them among the Gentiles, these non-Jews. And after they finished speaking, guess who speaks up? James. James replied, "Brothers, listen to me." Now, what that begins to tell us is James isn't just a passive observer here, that actually James is hearing this and actually providing leadership around this, that James has moved from not just being Jesus's brother to now being a leader in the church in Jerusalem. And then verse 14, it says, James says, Simeon, which is Peter's name, Simeon has related how God first visited the Gentiles to take from them a people for his name. And with this, the words of the prophets agree, just as it is written, after this, I will return and rebuild the tent of David that has fallen. I will rebuild its ruins. I will restore it, and that remnant of mankind may seek the Lord. And all the Gentiles who are called by my name, says the Lord, who makes the things known from of old. Really quoting from Amos. Therefore, James says this, my judgment, my decision, my declarative act is that we should not trouble those of the Gentiles who turn to God, but we should write to them to abstain from the things polluted by idols, from sexual immorality, and from what has been strangled, and from blood. From ancient generations, Moses has in every city those who proclaim him, for he is read every Sabbath in the synagogue. And so in essence, what James says is we don't need to put any other stumbling blocks in front of these Gentiles. And so one of the things that we learn about James is he is passionate about the unity of the church and about the mission of the church. That part of the church's role in proclaiming God's kingdom is that men and women come to faith in Jesus and their lives are forever changed. And so then as we are going to step into tomorrow, learning about wisdom from James, we're going to begin to see how you and I can live out our faith in the everyday life. That the big idea that we're going to explore is that really what we want to do as we navigate and walk through life is we want to see that our faith in Jesus, it leads us to live like Jesus. And who better to tell us how to live like Jesus than Jesus's own brother, James, and really what your faith and my faith looks like in everyday life and how we deal with things that come up, which is so important as he's writing to both Jews and Gentiles, to the believers, to see how do you live out this faith? How do we act and live wisely in the world and the culture that we live in? So I'm excited for this, and I just want to pray for you. I want to pray for me. I pray that God would begin to speak to us and help us to live out our faith in the everyday moments. And so let's pray together. Jesus, thank you so much for your goodness and kindness. Thank you for helping us to understand not just who you are, but how we're meant to live. How we live out our faith, Lord, how James is going to tell us not just to be hearers of the word, but God, to be doers of the word. And thank you for people like Paul and Barnabas, for Peter and for the believers to go and share and spread the gospel, to not shrink back, but God, to be bold and to go public with their faith. God, we're grateful for that because my life and our lives have been impacted from people giving testimony to the work of God. And may we be those kinds of people, God, who begin to live out our faith. And as we do so, God, may it lead others to put their faith and trust in Jesus, just like we have. God, may you do a great work in and through us in the coming weeks. God, we pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Why don't you take a moment and why don't you pray?